Professor Pop, do you think Earth will ever run out of water completely?
Great question, Lily. Actually, Earth will always have water. But clean, fresh water, the kind we can drink, is becoming harder to find in some places.
So there's water everywhere, but not all of it is safe to use?
Exactly. Most of Earth's water is salty ocean water, and only about 3% is fresh. Then most of that fresh water is frozen in ice. So, we have less than 1% of fresh water to use.
Couldn't we just clean the ocean water to drink it? Like magic turning salty water into fresh water?
Ha, you're talking about desalination. We can do that, but it needs lots of energy and money. Scientists are working hard to find cheaper and easier ways, though.
Wow, that sounds like a big challenge. But what about us kids? Can we really help fix this big water problem?
Absolutely, Lily. Kids are water heroes already. From fixing leaky faucets to starting water clubs, your ideas and actions really make a difference.
Leaky faucets? I never thought a little drip could be a problem.
Even a small drip wastes gallons over time. Fixing leaks is like plugging holes in a bucket. Every drop saved helps.
So what else can we do? Like, what if I were the mayor of a town running out of water?
Great imagination, Mayor Lily. You could start programs to collect rainwater, fix leaks, and recycle water. Maybe even teach your family how to save water daily.
That sounds fun and important. But how much water does a family really need daily?
On average, a person uses about 2 gallons just for drinking and cooking each day. If you had only that much, you'd have to plan carefully.
Only 2 gallons? That's less than I thought. I have to save water all day, maybe even have shorter showers.
Exactly. Simple habits like taking shorter showers and turning off taps while brushing your teeth save huge amounts over time.
Do you know any cool inventions that help save water? Maybe something silly or super clever.
Oh, yes. Some inventors created shower timers so you don't spend too long, and leak detectors that beep to warn you about drips. Kids have even made rainwater collectors shaped like giant flowers.
I want to invent a funny water-saving gadget, maybe a dancing duck that tells you when to turn off the tap.
Ha, that would be a splash hit. Kids thinking up creative ideas are exactly what the world needs to protect water.
It's inspiring to know even kids like me matter in this huge water mystery.
Yes, Lily. Remember, by learning and working together, your generation will solve water challenges we can only dream about now.
Thanks, Professor Pop. I'm ready to be a water hero starting today.